This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him.
Here's to the farmers. The farmers' wives, the farmers' children, the family farmers. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of what's going on the family farm. We present every week an overview of the things that are important in the lives of farmers from my experience and the experience of many who come to me through Twitter at Doug Steffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Either of those gets through. Ideas that you'd like me to research and get on to this program, which is presented in a podcast form, the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. When you go there, you can listen to the podcast of the previous events that have been discussed on the program. It's edited down nice and tight so that everything quickly can be sort of regurgitated and reheard. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This program is aimed at those people who own family farms, family businesses that support the farm, and the locavores who are interested in eating the food that we are, I don't want to say preparing, I suppose in a way we are preparing. We're going to meet a gentleman who is an instructor at a Learn to Farm program at the farm school coming up in a few moments. First, though, I would like to reinforce something. Someone asked me, this caught their eye and they wanted me to pursue it. And so I'm using my eyes and my brain to help you understand from the Food for Thought Department what the new tax bill does or how it helps you if you are trying to plan, prepare for events that are unplannable. The unexpected death, for example. Last year, I think about this time, I got off on a toot, and it was last March, about the, well, I'm on this toot all the time, actually, the situation that has affected farmers who have lots of land but not a lot of cash. And when these ridiculous death taxes get applied to farmers, they have to sell their land, or the families do, in order to pay the taxes. So that's something that is changing a little bit. But there are other things that you ought to remember if you're trying to plan ahead for your own demise and not leave people on a lurch. For example, titles to vehicles. You probably got ownership records for your real property, the land, the buildings, that sort of thing. Do you have all of the documents on the equipment? And do you also document in a will who is your beneficiary, or beneficiaries, plural? Documents. You need them. Makes it so much easier for your beneficiaries. Don't be selfish. Put them in a safe place and let your family members know that maybe a safe deposit box, whatever it is. You got to make sure that this stuff is, well, you don't have to, but it's selfish not to have left this information for people. You get out in a wild goose chase, who owns what. Maybe people own things that are, you know, co-titled, co-owned, that sort of thing. And that needs to be straightened out for sure. And where things are, I laugh about this because every time I had an auction about a year and a half, when was it? A year ago, August, I think I had the auction, to clean out a lot of things as I downsized on my farm. I sold lots of tractors and trucks and things that I didn't need anymore, some of the milking equipment, that sort of thing. But when it came to having a list of stuff, I had no idea, frankly, how much stuff I had. It almost shocked me when all the things get pulled out of the woods and out of the barn and out of the garage that we didn't need anymore. There were 400 items at that event, at that auction. And I tell you, there were 300 more I didn't know that I had. So if that was good because I cleaned things up and there were nobody else involved, but if, let's say, I passed or you passed, you got all that stuff laying around all over the place, the people know where it is, what it's worth, list things. I do have, actually, I don't pay much attention to it, maybe you do too, on the depreciation schedule for your tax return, I have hundreds of items that I've purchased over the years that are on that schedule. And that's a good way for you to keep up with it as well, I think. And then when they are sold, you got to cross them off the list. If you're like me, most of the time the stuff has been depreciated anyway. It doesn't make any difference. But just a suggestion for people who are very busy as farmers, don't have a lot of time and a lot of interest in doing so-called paperwork. But somebody who's close to you either does it, needs to do it, needs to have that information. And so hopefully there are ways, the Generation Xers and millennials and stuff that are coming along, more millennials, there are computer programs that you can use to make it easy for you, but don't be unprepared. I guess that would be the word to the wise. And so I pass that along to you as a bit of info. We're going to meet Tyson Newkirk in a few moments, instructor at the Farm School's Learn to Farm program. This is something that's here in my town of Massachusetts, and it's done a lot to help youngsters learn the process, if you will. Matter of fact, I've been to the school. We'll talk about it in a moment or two. If you have not checked your personal attributes online, are there people who are saying good things about you and your business? If that's the case, congratulations. But we hear every day about fake news and information that gets posted on these various sites like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and elsewhere, things about you that may not be true. And we all know that first impressions are so important. So if you have something that's negative about you and or your business, you better make sure that there is a positive way to fix the problem. My suggestion is you go to reputationdefender.com. Let's say you've got a farm and people don't like your eggs or they don't like your milk or they don't like something about the produce and they say things that aren't true about you. You want to fix that problem. So get to reputationdefender.com so you can deal with what things on the Internet say about you that have a big impact on your life and aren't true. If it's not true, call 855-432-4886. Anything that when you do a search on you comes up that's negative, combat it smartly with ReputationDefender.com. They have experts on staff. They have patented technology that will make your online search results look their best. 855-432-4886 or visit ReputationDefender.com/DJV. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Join Macy's as we salute those who serve during the big give back this 4th of July holiday. Give $3 to our charity partners and save an extra 25 or 15% store-wide. Your donation will benefit Blue Star Families, Bunker Labs, and Team Rubicon, all of which help support our veterans and military families. Give $3, get extra 25% savings now during the big give back at Macy's. Details at Macy's.com/veterans. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on-the-go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
16 past the hour on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Tyson Newkirk is from the farm school. They have a Learn to Farm program located in sort of north central Massachusetts, Worcester County, and Athol is one town in Orange. It sort of straddles the two towns. The Learn to Farm program is based in their farmyard and the farmhouse at Maggie's Farm. And so I think that, I don't know if I've met you, but I've been there before. If I'm not mistaken, one of your neighbors is Mary Walters. Is that true?
That is correct. Yeah, she sits right down the road. Yep.
Right. So you don't remember me. I have a farm in Framingham, and I have been on your property a couple of times looking at your Jersey heifers and trying to find out a little bit more about the farm and what I could do to help. Maybe this radio program would be the best thing I can do to help you out. Tell me about you and how you got into this. Are you from a farm family?
I am, in a matter of speaking. I actually grew up in southeastern Nebraska, Seward County, on a small farm in corn and soybean country. And both of my parents were essentially, their families were farmers pretty much all the way back. And I grew up there, but I did not, I didn't start farming professionally until much later in life, until my mid-20s. I grew up in, you know, southeastern Nebraska during the farm consolidation crisis, and all that was going on, and didn't really necessarily think that's something that I wanted to do professionally, and didn't start back into it until I was actually out on the West Coast. I started farming in Oregon and Northern California, and that's where I started dedicating, you know, full-time career to farming, and moved out to Massachusetts to farm school to take a job farming and teaching there. I was really interested in how to continue to work in primarily organic vegetable production and horticulture, and combining that with vocational training for adults, because those are two things that I was really passionate about.
Let's talk about that vocational training for adults a little bit. Give us a thumbnail sketch of what you do, what the program includes.
So the Learn to Farm program is one of the three programs of the Farm School organization, and it is a residential, full-time vocational training program for adult learners. We take about 15 students every year, and it's a really broad group of skill sets that we work with the students. We run a commercial vegetable operation doing about 13 acres of certified organic vegetables. We have a diversified livestock operation that includes grass-fed beef, grass-fed sheep herd. We do broilers as well as laying hens, turkeys, do typically feeder pigs during the main summer season and fall. We also have a small dairy, raw milk dairy herd.
Yeah, you've changed. The last time I was there, which has been, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years ago, how long have you been there?
I have been there. I started there in 2011, in March of 2011.
Okay, so I would have been. You're a tall fellow. I'm just trying to picture you in my mind.
I would say I'm average height. I'm right around 5'11". I've been there since 2011.
It's taller than me anyway, so that's why I look up to see if anybody who's taller than I am, I consider them to be tall. I think this is the kind of thing when we're talking about solving problems, especially when you were just making reference to vocational training for adults who want to get into agriculture. This is a great plan, and it can be, if you go to the website farmschool.org, you can see there more ideas and how you adapt them to perhaps what needs there may be in your area is part of the service here of telling the story, which we'll continue it in a few moments, 21 after the hour in the American Family Farmer.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Continuing our focus on family farming and food, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Stephan. Tyson Newkirk is here from the Farm School, farmschool.org. The Learn to Farm program has three essential ingredients, as he's explaining. There are youngsters who come in from school that can learn about the farm. The Learn to Farm program, which can be a year-long program. So we were talking about training for adults. How do they, because most people have got to have a job, how do they blend what you can teach them with the responsibilities they have to make a living before becoming farmers?
That's a great question. So the Learn to Farm program is a full-time vocational training program. So folks are taking a year out of their professional and personal lives to dedicate to the program that they're involved with at the farm school. And we have a number of different ways that we work with students to help support them in that. Most of our students receive some sort of financial aid to support them to pay for the tuition of the program. We also offer full credit for students who are involved in the University of Massachusetts Stockbridge School of Agriculture. They can receive a full year of higher level credit towards their agricultural degree by participating in our program. We're also a state licensed vocational training program, which means we're allowed to accept GI benefits. So we actually have a number of veterans who are able to use their GI benefits to pay for the program. And we're also now, we have a series of fellowships that provide partial or full tuition to our adult student farmers that are targeting the folks who are either one towards folks who are really interested in starting their own farm-based education program somewhere else in the country. Another is for folks who are coming from underserved communities and have a really strong desire to go back and use the skills they learn at the farm school to serve those communities in any number of creative ways. And then the third is focused specifically on supporting African American and or Hispanic or Latinx and indigenous folks who want access to the Learn to Farm program to further develop their skills in agriculture.
Who do you think benefits most, the people who are learning the trade or the people who will benefit from those folks learning the trade?
I think it's a really, profoundly mutually beneficial relationship. I think that One of the things that we really focus on in our Work and Learn to Farm program is helping the student farmers develop a skill set and really focus on developing what it is to be a creative and dynamic agricultural decision maker and thinker so that they can, work to foster their own farm or farm-based business or educational program in the future. And I think that we really see ourselves kind of like a place of inoculation where the student farmers come and are inoculated with this skill set and also the ethos of the place and then take that with them, and that manifests itself in its own ways in the communities that they go on to work with and interact with in the future.
Do you think that people learning the skills on a small family farm can then apply them to a larger operation, or is there such a difference these days in the small operated family farm and the huge mega farm, the big ag industry? Because in my mind there is, but I wonder, are the tools the same?
I think that, again, our approach is really about working with students to develop skills of observation, skills of the hard skills of everything from, welding to crop production to animal husbandry. But we really focus on what are the key questions you need to ask in terms of how to make a farm fit your ecosystem, how to make a farm business fit your marketplace. And I think that our focus on thinking about those questions and thinking about the creative and dynamic problem-solving process that goes towards answering those questions allows students to manifest that skill set at different scale.
28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Farmers and the farm bring themselves around in the year 2018. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. This week our focus is on how to learn, and I find myself many times actually on this program and in this focus teaching people or trying to teach people about how they can get taught, if you know what I mean. Tyson Newkirk is an instructor at the Farm School in Central Massachusetts, the Learn to Farm program. They have a set of curriculum that's good in three different areas, three different ways. So then, how are you learning? You're the teacher. How are you learning? If you're like I am, you came from the farm, so I certainly have my prejudices, but I'm learning all the time about new things. What do you do to make sure you're current?
That's a really good question. I think that for me, that's one of the things that makes adult vocational training so much fun, is because it actually forces me and gives me an excuse actually to keep myself as current and creatively thinking about different ways of approaching farming as possible. So, you know, when you're being asked hundreds of questions every day as to why you do something a certain way and why you think about something a certain way, it actually forces you to make sure that you have good answers to those questions. And also, my students are often shocked by this, but there'll be times where they ask me a question. I'll say, you know, actually, I don't know, but let's figure that out together, or let's research that further. And I think that for me, that's one of the things that actually keeps me passionate about the teaching side of things, is because it does force me to kind of always be upping my agricultural game. And so I spend a lot of time on my own time reading. I spend time on my own farm experimenting with different approaches towards crop production that are in coordination with, you know, extension agents and things like that, and really trying to keep myself informed as to some of the newest thinking, and also going back and looking at some of the older approaches to doing things and figuring out some new ways of approaching and new ways of seeing some of the agricultural challenges we have ahead of us.
So what are, give us an example. I was trying to come up as you were talking there with some of the bright sides of the challenges, farming's challenges that you were talking about. It's very stressful because the weather doesn't help us a whole lot sometimes. Sometimes right. It's great, sometimes it isn't. But you go from the beginning, it seems like in a blink of an eye, we've right. gone from the end of the season last year to being prepared. I always get a big kick out of, at this time of year, ordering my seeds. That right. seems to be, that's how I temper myself from yeah. the horrors of cold, snowy winter in New England to, okay, pretty soon we're going to be able to put this stuff, we can put it in the greenhouse now and then be ready to put it out in a couple of months, and so that sort of thing. But in a way, if you could tell us some, in an example, how you take the things that you were talking about and put them into reality.
So how that relates to the curriculum and how we present that with our Learn to Farm program students, you know, the students arrive in October, first week of October, and the program runs then to the following September. So they actually arrive in the fall when crops are still coming out of the ground. You know, the beef herd's still out on pasture, but things are starting to wind down. And then we enter the late fall and winter, and that's when we actually focus a lot on our classroom instruction, helping the students really get a lot of the behind the scenes thinking that goes on in terms of the work that we do. So we have a lot of classes. I just finished up a 4-part crop planning for diversified organic vegetable programs class. They're finishing up a 5-part business planning course with a financial consultant that focuses specifically on farm-based businesses. I have an upcoming series of applied botany classes. And then in addition to that, we're also doing the work of the farm. So our fall and winter curriculum in terms of the work that's being done, in addition to obviously keeping care of all of our animals that are out in the winter, we're also doing a lot of our forestry work and forestry curriculum. So I spend a lot of time this time of year teaching students how to effectively work with chainsaws and related forestry equipment as we produce the cordwood that we need to heat our farm, as well as giving them the skills they need to be able to use that resource going forward on their own farm. And we're then laying the ground, we're laying the foundation, laying the framework for as things get really busy during the season. So they're in the shop with us right now working on getting all of our equipment maintained and ready so that when that first sign of actual spring weather comes along, we can take advantage of things. They're working with us to fill out our seed orders and making sure that we have what we need for the following season. So we really strive to keep the students really involved in every aspect of the production, as well as give them a really strong foundational look as to the thinking and the more administrative side of things that are really important to be successful as a farmer or farm-based business, you know, irrespective of your scale.
Do you bring in neighborhood farmers to help? You're in an area, you were talking about UMass. There's some good farms in Amherst in that area, which isn't too far from you. As a matter of fact, right down the street on Route 2 is a dairy farm that is quite a good example of modern farming. The Hunt family, George and his sons, they actually listen to my radio programs. I've known them for a long time. I would think they would be good teachers if they want to teach. Sometimes people don't want to.
Right. So we have a core staff at the farm school, and then we actually spend a lot of time bringing in experts in specific forms of production to the farm where they can provide a more robust teaching experience to our Learn to Farm student farmers. So we have, a veterinarian come in and do a 3-part, basic health for livestock, and we have visiting farmers come and do present the business models that they've used to become successful. And we also spend a lot of time, and we actually visit. We go visit the Hunts as part of our veterinary and animal health program. All the student farmers go to Hunts every year to see what it looks like to do that at the scale of a commercial dairy farm here in central Massachusetts. And then we also spend a lot of time doing field trips with the student farmers. They get the opportunity to travel throughout the Northeast and visit some of the best farmers, not only in the Northeast, but I would argue some of the best farmers in the country, doing various forms of production. So vegetable farms, diversified livestock farms, and other farm-based businesses, to get a sense of the many different ways that you can be successful thinking about starting a future in farming or a farm-based business.
Right. I want to talk about that in a moment. We'll pause for a second here, but I want to have you give us your overview of the future of farming, given the fact you're working with a lot of people who will be, in our part of the world, responsible for successful farming or not. And maybe a little bit on labels, because I have a whole thought process about what labels mean or don't mean. I know you are certified organic, so what does that really mean? Do people really understand what that means, and how do you teach the meaning of that? 43 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. If you're not getting a good night's rest, you're a farmer, you need to have a good night's rest. You have to have a good night's rest. So you need good pillows, you need good mattresses, and all of those things can be found at the right price right now by going to mypillow.com. You'll have such a great night when you start using these things. You wrap yourself around them. I love getting into my bed after I've been gone for a while and wrap myself around my pillows. You can get a four-pack, enjoy 50% off right now. That's the deal. It's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You get four My Pillows for the price of two. Do not miss out. So go online now to MyPillow.com. Save a lot of money. Get a great product made in America. That's important to those of us who are farmers. We like made in America. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Griebel.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license, even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits and fees for such events. If your state is one of them, it's time for you to act.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
ED. It's embarrassing, and prescription treatment is so expensive. There's got to be a generic prescription option. Speak to the folks at Marley Drug, a North Carolina pharmacy with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Get the information at marleygenerics.com or call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. 800-601-0310. The American Family Farmer. Focus on food news. Farming, food and farming go together, although a lot of people in America don't understand that that is the case. It's very interesting to see the habits changing. For example, with millennials, food apps are becoming the big thing, and millennials are using them to order not food to cook, but food that's ready to eat. Apps like Seamless, Uber Eats, Grubhub, cited for making ordering easier than going to the grocery store, shopping, and cooking. The apps are also taking responsibility as to having millennials eating at restaurants less. So restaurants less, ordering in more. It's great for some businesses. Chipotle's partnership with DoorDash has seen an increase in delivery 600%. Wow. Good Lord. Losers in the scenario are companies like Kraft, Heinz, General Mills, which rely heavily on people going to the grocery store to buy their food. So the prepared foods or stuff like that that you buy in the grocery store, what about what you get at the farm? What about going to the farm? See, this is a different thing. And millennials, it's a very interesting contrast here, because I think I may have mentioned on last week's American Family Farmer, there's a new trend called agrohoods, where developments are being created around farms, 100 acres, 200 acres, and the apartments or the two-bedroom, three-bedroom homes built for families who want to have an agricultural lifestyle and an agricultural experience. So there are huge gardens, community gardens. There are cows to produce dairy. It's kind of like a going back in time, in a manner of speaking, but millennials really are liking it. So there's some food for thought. It is literally food for thought. Now, 45, actually almost 46 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The gentleman who's with us today has a great deal of experience, and he's teaching people the right way. Tyson Newkirk at the farm school in Massachusetts. So in terms of the future of farming and how we have people understand for you that has a blended sort of experience, I don't. I am somebody who doesn't want to use GMOs, and I don't want to use chemicals. I mean, that's my choice. Everybody has a different choice. So you're teaching them both sides of the coin, though, if I understand you correctly. Is that right?
Well, I guess to clarify my statement earlier when I said I'm scale neutral, I think that what I mean by that is that I think that there is folks who are doing a really amazing job of regenerating soil and stewarding the land who are operating at a large scale, and I think that there's a number of people who are doing a great job of doing that at the small scale. I also think that you can be a poor steward of the soil at the small scale as much as you can at the large scale.
I agree. Yes,
and
that's
so
true.
That was what I meant earlier about being somewhat scale neutral. You know, you look at somebody like Gabe Brown out in North Dakota, who's doing a tremendous job managing, you know, 5,500 acres, doing really, really impressive work with soil regeneration. You know, he's operating at a large scale, and you have folks who are doing the same thing at a small scale.
Right.
And I think that for me, that's where the future of farming is, and it's what the skill sets that folks are going to need is thinking about how to really regenerate our agricultural landscape.
That's for sure.
And to be creative as to how you go about doing that and what are the products you can raise and grow to essentially subsidize your ability to regenerate the soil. Because no matter where you're farming in this country, you're most likely dealing with a relatively degraded agricultural landscape. And the future of farming, and what makes me really excited, is how we can use our knowledge base and our ever-increasing knowledge about everything from soil biology to crop science to do the work of growing soil and regenerating our landscapes and making a more resilient agricultural future for, you know, our communities and our country.
We've got about 60 seconds left here. The differences in your mind as to whether the public understands. I think consumers are confused by food labels because they trust what's written on a package and they feel the wording suggests the product may be healthier than it really is, whether it's organic or grass-fed or natural or local. So how do you come down on that?
Well, our, you know, currently at the farm school, our vegetable operation is certified organic through Bay State Organic Certifiers via, you know, USDA. And our livestock operation, though we use organic practices, is not currently certified organic, primarily because we don't feel that we need that label for our market in terms of being able to sell our product at the price point that we want.
Yeah.
So I think that for me, again, I care much more about stewardship practices and what your farming practices are. And I think that for a lot of people, labels have become a shorthand way to understand that. But I think that having a good understanding of the farming and agricultural practices and soil growing practices of the farmers that you're purchasing products from actually supersedes the label itself.
That's well put. Thank you. Great to have you here. Best of luck to you at the Farm School, farmschool.org. Tyson Newkirk here on the American Family Farmer.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear. Or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turned from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here. I'm going to, in a moment, go through some of the tax law. I get requests for this all the time. Okay, what does this mean for agriculture? So let me give you a couple of things in my commentary department. One of the things that I like about doing this program every week, it brings into the fold the two big passions of my life in terms of my activities. Being a broadcaster and being a farmer pretty much has been what I've built my life around, it, other than my children and some good relationships. These are the things that are important to me. And so when we bring you people like in the current podcast that's at the American Family Farmer Show .com website, Brendan Davison is there, founder of Goodwater Farms up in Bridgehampton, New York. 30 varieties of microgreens. So we focus in the conversation on microgreens and how it is the vital nutrients that are there are so helpful, and how you can do these. You can turn them over four, five, six times a year. Goodwater Farms, going back to 2010, a backyard greenhouse that has grown now into 32-acre farm, a lot of healthy produce in the restaurants and communities. It's a good primer on how to grow and get your community outside of those who come to your farm. That is, who runs restaurants and maybe sells in the store products. So if you want to get some insight into that, go to this week's podcast at the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, my outline or overview, if you will, of what the new tax law may mean for you.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. 209 years ago this week, one of the most respected leaders our nation has ever known was born. His name? Abraham Lincoln. While most of us remember Lincoln as one of our greatest presidents, many believe he was also one of the wisest lawyers ever to practice law in America, too.
Oh, he lost his share of cases, but his high ideals and his refusal to sue another person unless it was a last resort earned him great respect. Listen to what he said to his fellow lawyers on the topic of suing another person. And I quote, "Discourage litigation. Persuade your neighbors to compromise whenever you can. Point out to them how the nominal winner is often a real loser in fees, expenses, and waste of time." End of quote. What wonderful advice. Now, let's be fair. Lincoln knew that people will have disputes from time to time, but he also knew that often there are better ways of resolving them than in court. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
All right, let's get to the regulations here. I may share a few things that I find disdainful or not particularly helpful. There are a lot of things in the tax reform that will be generally good, I think. Changes that will bring significant benefits to those of us who are in agriculture on the farm. There are some pass-throughs that may still need some fixing. Carry interest forward provisions. Farmers are permitted to carry interest forward indefinitely, subject to the pass-through limitations for partnerships. If you're running a corporate farm, there's now a flat 21% corporate tax rate. Many farmers don't operate in the corporate structure anymore because there are a lot of things that are beneficial, I find it anyway, in my own circumstance, to be a sole proprietor or a subchapter S. You pass it all through and down to you. We've all heard the discussion of the tax bracket changes. The lowest rate is 37% now as opposed to 39.6, which is what it was before. Standard deductions up to $24,000. There's an alternative minimum tax. I mean, all these things are for every taxpayer. But in this year, farmers are going to be allowed to write off capital purchases, breeding stock and equipment and structures like milking parlors, that sort of thing, up to $1 million. And this doesn't phase out until you get over $2.5 million in purchases. So for the family farmer, this is great for building. And then there's some bonus depreciation. Farmers able to write off 100% of qualified property purchased after September 27th last year. And that'll carry through till 2022, and then they'll phase that down. The new law expands bonus depreciation to include new and used property, which has been purchased or constructed. There is all kinds of stuff in this 179 different depreciation provisions. That this is the kind of stuff that people pull their hair out, because then the tax law becomes so confusing, you got to be a real expert. But I think this generally will help rather than hurt. The cash accounting that's done, all that stuff becomes pedantic. But basically speaking, I think if I were to say, is it better in general at the moment, the answer to that would be yes. That's my comment on the tax reform bill that was passed and now has become law. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.